What is up, guys? It is Stu, and it is another episode of the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast. There are three reasons your employees suck, and I want to talk to you about what they are and how you can address them. And there's many reasons your employees can suck. These are just three of them. So for those of you guys watching along on video, let's take a look at this. So the first reason your employees suck, okay, is because, number one, they don't know what to do, all right? So don't know what to do. Now, here's the issue with that. Most of you guys would say, bullshit, I told them. Bullshit, I taught them. Yeah, I get it. Just because you tell somebody something, you know, this is how I want it done. This is how you do this. If this happens, do this. I understand you told them what to do. You might have even extensively developed them. I feel like I'm in a position I can say that this is far more than a guess. My belief is that most of us believe that we really train and develop our staff, regardless of the role, when we really talk at people. It's so funny. I will go and do an onsite at a gym. A gym will fly me out. I'll do a whole thing at their gym, working with them, their staff, observing classes, talking this, that, the other. And I hear about, I spent so much time developing these coaches. And then when I get time to talk with the coaches, they'll give me, like, after a couple of days, like, warming up, they'll be like, I just really wish he would have, you know, taught me a little bit more how to use the CRM. Like, we literally spent like an hour on it. And I mean, I know I'm not doing it right. And I'm not using even half the tools that are on here. So you see where an owner really thinks, because they're in the midst of all the shit that they're doing. They're like, oh no, I totally fucking developed them. I totally did. Yeah. Even if you did though, even if you fucking did, think about yourself as a coach. Sally is squatting and she's not hitting proper depth in her squat. What do you come up and do? You might give her a visual, a verbal, or a tactile cue. Cool, great. Now, Sally gets it. You make sure, okay, good. She's got good depth now. You walk away. A round later, 5 minutes later in the workout, another day, whatever, Sally doesn't get depth again. Does that mean you didn't coach her? No. It just means that people, you included, need to be taught and coached and reminded and given different coaching styles. Again, in fitness, we look at this as visual, verbal, and tactile, but I think you can do it in the business sense too. We need different mediums of education. Some of us do really well with like a PDF with everything written out step by step. Other of us would do well with like watching Loom videos, you know, screen recordings of what should be done with the software. Others of us want to be sat down with and, you know, taught in person. And then maybe even given several scenarios. Here's six dummy accounts. I want you to sell this one a membership, cancel this one out, change this one's billing information. I'll sit here and watch you and give you feedback afterwards. There's a ton of different ways. So, but it all, it, like the number one reason one of your employees that you think sucks, it's because they don't know what to do. Regardless of what you say you've done to educate them, if you talk to them, you're like, oh, I didn't know how to do that or what to do that. There has likely been a lack of density in the education or the type or the vehicle or the medium of education you're providing them. There's also just stupid motherfuckers. There are also just people that currently work for you that are fucking stupid, right? They don't have, we're going to get to that next. Number two, they don't know what to do. Number two, they don't have the capacity, or if you want to think of that as skill, to do it. Okay? Now, if they know what to do, you truly have, I've done it in person with them. We spent 2 days doing practical application. They have six Loom videos that walk them through how to do this. I have recorded all my sales calls and they listen to it like a podcast playlist. Like, you've done all the things. Okay. And then you watch the person and they're doing what you want them to do, but they're not doing it well. That's how we land here on number two. Okay. Now you will see, okay, they know what to do. They're just not good at it. That means they lack the capacity to do it or the skill set to do it. This comes down to, all right, I taught them what to do. Now I need to let the merger of time and reps, right, practice and further development from me take place. And especially in the sales role, I get this all the time. I'll have gym owners who bitch about, oh, they're not really good at sales. They're not really good at sales. Number one, the gym owner might not have completely covered number one here that, you know, making sure they know exactly what to do in these, you know, sales scenarios with these objections and how to handle the consultation when they show up 7 minutes late and all that other shit. They have not truly done that, but let's say they have for sake of argument. All right, we'll get back to the podcast in just a second, but I just want to remind you, the Gym Real Estate Company is open for business nationwide. If you are a gym owner looking to lease or purchase commercial real estate in the United States, we're the only firm that specializes in not only finding you where to go, but then helping you on how to grow. We'll provide site suitability analysis, operational capacity to make sure the floor plan and the facility is laid out properly to maximize your revenue per square foot, and we'll even create 36-month pro formas so you can show a landlord or a lender how you're going to be successful in this location. Go to www.jimrealestate.co and let us know what your commercial real estate project is. We'd love to work with you on it. Back to the podcast. They generally don't allow the employee enough time, which is practice and reps, to get good. You know, the gym owner will be, but we've had bad sales months, last couple months. I had to jump in and take those sales, too. I can't risk them fucking up. Cool. I'm fine with that. I want you to make money. But then just you have to realize you have to shut your fucking hole pie when it comes to complaining about this person's sales ability if you're taking all the good leads because you can't afford to miss the sales. I'm fine with it. But then just say, hey, Stu, sales have been down. I'm taking over the leads, or you know, majority of the good leads, so we can get sales up. And I'm going to worry about developing, you know, Coach Sally later. Right now, she's observing and watching. And I understand that this is going to delay her development, but I'm not going to bitch and complain about it because I know I'm taking her reps away from her. That's what I think a lot of us are missing. We'd rather bitch and complain about the employee, you know, when it's like you have not given them all the opportunities to show, do they or do they not have the capacity to do it? Another great example of this is on, you know, for coaches and trainers. If you are constantly watching a new coach on the floor and you jump in early, or you don't, you like, for example, the way I always really like doing it when we had Urban Movement and CrossFit South End, during our coaching development state, like progression that we had over like whatever that was, 16 plus weeks, one of the phases is where the coach would be with the coach in development would be with the head coach, and the head coach would be on the side when they'd both be watching a class. Like, okay, you see that woman right there in the green shirt? Okay, that's Sally. What is she doing wrong? So there's a whole phase where like the coach in development was just verbally telling the head coach that was training her what she sees on the floor, how she would fix it. They're just verbally talking, no action, right? There's an actual coach running the class. So it's not like they have to take any action, but they're just talking through the theory, right? It's all verbal. Then the next stage is, okay, so what do you see wrong with Sally's movement right now? Well, she's doing this, this, and this wrong. Okay, go and correct it. And then now the coach that's developing this new coach is watching how that person interacts with them, what they say, did they fix the problem or not? And that has always worked out, like that always worked out really well for me. But, you know, number one, the reason your employees suck, they don't know what to do. Number two, they don't have the capacity or skill to do it. Some of you guys get so annoyed because you hired someone like, oh yeah, I got one of my coaches. She's my marketing manager. Well, she's not a marketing manager. She's a coach that you're paying to post pictures on Instagram and blah, blah, blah. But she's not true. Is she skilled in marketing? Did she go to school for this? Does her resume, you know, represent someone who has worked in marketing at a high level? No. So please, she's your marketing manager, but let's also just say I hired a homeless person to, you know, fucking to work, you know, to coach my classes. You'd be like, well, that's not going to work out well. They don't fucking know shit about fuck when it comes to coaching. Yeah. Your coach, Sally, doesn't know shit about fuck when it comes to marketing. Just because she has an Instagram account and she posts doesn't mean she could be a marketing manager, or at least a good one. Now, again, if you want a developer to, maybe you enroll her in courses, maybe you sign her up for this, that, or the other thing, and you get her educated, you send her to a, you know, a story brand workshop, whatever the fuck it may be. But you educate and you develop her into that. right? So number one, the reason your employees suck, they don't know what to do. Number two, they don't have the capacity or skill to do it. And then the biggest one, or one of the biggest ones that encapsulates both of these, they aren't consistent. This is the one of the biggest gripes I get from gym owners. Stu, they know what to do. And they have the capacity to do it. I've seen them do it. They do it really well. They're just not consistently doing it. You realize most of you are probably located in at-will employment states, meaning you can fire any motherfucker that works for you at will, whatever you want for whatever reason, just like they can quit whenever they want for whatever reason. Inconsistent performance is 100% a fireable offense. 100% a fireable offense. If a coach is late to their shift, if a sales manager isn't closing enough, if the marketing manager isn't posting the amount of posts they're supposed to post, those are all fireable offenses. They're a lack of performance, right? Or they're an infraction on the policies and procedures that you have, whatever you want, however you want to look at that. But if they're not consistent, it means that the first two boxes have been checked. You have seen success. Now you need to identify why they are not consistent. I have seen sales managers who are inconsistent only when it comes to certain types of prospects. Like they handle laydowns really well. A laydown is someone who just walks in and is just like, fuck it. It's like, oh, I'm ready to buy. Let's go. And there's really no selling needed, no selling skill. The second someone comes in and presents an objection, right, of any type, they lose the sale. So you need to identify, is the inconsistency of this person due to, again, they don't know what to do in this particular scenario, and I haven't developed the skill and capacity in that particular scenario so that they can be consistent all the time. Again, it always goes back to you. Guess what, guys? Bad news. Every fucking loss in your business, everything that sucks about it is your fault. Accept it, acknowledge it, because every win is also your win. Okay. The best owners, though, give the wins to other people, but take the losses. The best owners, the ones out there that people want to work for, the people that command and lead and inspire, they always give the W's to other people, but they'll take all the L's. When you are taking an L here on the employee side, you need to realize that if they're inconsistent, you just go back to number one and number two on my list here. Go back to, what is it that they don't know what to do, and in what scenarios are those? Like someone who's really good at administrative, except when it comes to, like, I had this one at a client one time, and the GM was a fucking great, badass GM, but they always fucked up their end of the month sales reporting, like in the numbers for the numbers tracker that I use with the clients I work with. At the end of the month, they always just didn't have the numbers right. The P&L wasn't installed. Like, these are just simple clicks of a button. Well, when I looked at it, I looked at they were always doing that work on Friday, and they had the way their schedules worked out, they worked like a half day on Friday. So essentially, when you really looked at it, they had the skill, they knew what to do. They had the capacity and skill to do it. You know what it really was? It was just they rushed on Friday because they had a lake house or whatever. They would go up there with their husband, and every Friday they were leaving for the weekend. So she was always in a rush, and she was just, you know, she was half-assing it. But the gym owner's just like, oh, she just can't do fucking spreadsheets. No, it's not that she can't do fucking spreadsheets. She has made hundreds of spreadsheets for you. It's, you have to really look at this shit. You got to get granular with it. You got to understand it. And that's why if you break down exactly, number one, they don't know what to do. Number two, they don't have the capacity and skill to do it. And then if they have the two of those and they're just not consistent, you go back to number one and two. If you haven't enrolled in MGU, I've got a bunch of HR courses that cover this. You guys need to check it out. Otherwise, until I talk to you in the next podcast, have a great fucking day.